Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
For you, you see the five-headed figure of Tiamat, surrounded by five of the nine known chromatic dragons.
Did my brother give you scones?
Just give us scones.
Biscuits.
There's hardtack.
Like, I mean, I don't like what the cultists did and all, and that's why I left, because I just really didn't want to murder that family.
Okay, if you say cultists one more time, it was the sisterhood and you know it. Sullivan Slight.
All the gods get kidnapped in the future and, like, kind
yes,
of
yes,
currently...
Yes, that was part of the plan.
It's, like, all Orcus all the time now, or in the
it's
future.
It's really the Orcus,
I mean,
show,
now.
It sucks.
It's
did
time,
Bahamut
time
tell you
is.
That we had both agreed to work with Orcus?
I don't think it came up.
No, but I do think that he's been the double-crossed.
So, Silent One.
Yes.
What action are you driven to at this moment?
Agoth is gonna make Tiamat a scone feast. And say, help us fuck up Orcus.
It has been a long time since I have been struck speechless.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him. Also with me today is Carla Maxted.
She, her, playing Nerixious Akra. Normally glim, but did get a Nerixious from Tiamat, so I knew I was in trouble.
That's your name now. Amy Moore.
Yeah, she, her. I'm playing Sullivan Slight. He, him, and humbled.
Tom Laird.
He, him. I'm playing Moot. Also he, him.
Kristen Flemons.
Hello. She, her. Playing Agoth. Also she, her. And Rax, he, him. Magical baker.
And Sean Howard.
He, him. Playing Tiamat. She, her. Who is eating scones happily.
As we all should be.
I would like to say I retract my boo from earlier. I didn't know how this was going to go down. I thought for sure I was going to die in the last episode. So I'm going to...
I mean, it's still a possibility.
I know. I'm going to withhold my boo, yep, though.
Yeah. We made it through one.
I'm going to withhold my boo.
That'll be in the downtime. Where,
yeah.
Which, speaking of, you can get downtimes for every episode when you're a patron. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And you also get an episode dedicated to you, like today's patron, Operatic Muddle.
Operatic Muddle. Oh, my God.
That's fun.
That is fun. Thank you
so
much.
That's my next band name.
It's a good
right?
one.
It's really good.
Yeah. If it hasn't already been taken, Sean,
I mean,
you got
to
check.
Maybe it's their band.
Operatic Muddle Redux.
Also, side note, if you don't know what Russ meant when he said the downtimes, is where we like recap the episode for a few minutes, and it comes out on your Patreon feed like Saturday.
Sometimes we do a little planning, too, and like a rehash of like where we think we should go. So it's almost like not spoilers, but like a little... Like
get a
little
window.
Peek
behind the curtain.
Like,
yeah, a little
inside
peek behind
info.
The
curtain.
And then we have
right.
a pee yeah. break and they forget everything we talked about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
This is the ADHD working.
And they forget everything they put in their bag and collected from the last episode. I can, as a listener, yeah. I'm like, you have it in your bag. No.
No.
No, and that's just something you have to love us for.
You just imagine that D&D adventurers just carry around massive bags filled with everything and anything they could need, but they're too tired from carrying this bag around to actually go look for that thing.
Yeah.
You'd have to have an index, like a big fat index. Yeah. And,
who's got the time for that?
Every group needs a librarian.
Yeah, like, I guess so,
Library sciences, they're not dead.
We tried one with Thea, but... She was a scribe.
She got
no
too
longer.
High.
Yeah.
She just couldn't focus on it.
Oh, well. Fuck it. Let's play. There's a crackling fire in the center of Tiamat's lair, and everybody's passing around this massive tray of scones, and they're recounting the exact moment that Tiamat was thrust back down into her lair after being defeated by the Decimators of Dragons.
Why?
Yes, you see, and... That's when I realized all of this anguish and the darkness and the depression. It's a cycle, right? It's a cycle.
If I may quote Eat, Pray, Love, it all goes away. Eventually, everything goes away.
Why, that's kind of dark.
Well, I mean, it's but more the sorrow of...
All the bad stuff and the good stuff. It's all fleeting.
I guess
what we need to remember... Fleeting.
And potentially all life.
Yes. Well, I mean, we've actually witnessed that. Like, yeah, life for sure is actually temporary because we saw it all kind of disappear.
All basically.
But
gone.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I was.
You're not speaking metaphorically at the moment, are you?
Oh, no. Sorry, we lived through some shit, man. I lost my eye. You see, Moot doesn't have an arm over there.
Yeah, missing a hand over here.
And I, wait. Save me some scones and that lovely cream.
And Tiamat rises up and sort of like the whole place shakes as she sort of half runs over and roots around with one of her heads, another one rooting in another pile, gold flying, and then walks over and drops an eyeball in front of Sully. And goes back to eating scones.
What you got there, Sully?
Sully, like, looks around, like, what am I supposed to... I don't know how to ask politely. Is it clean?
No.
Is it fleshy? Or is it stony?
A little from the last wearer.
Oh.
And who was the last wearer?
I'm not sure. It's the Eye of Vecna. I'm sorry. Hard to talk over the scones. The Eye of Vecna. It might help you. It might be worth the cost.
Love the ominous sort of subtext is really...
It's kind of exciting, though, too, right?
No, you're very good at it. It makes everything...
That's sort of what I do.
Yeah. I feel like you're helping me, but at the same time, like, there's going to be a consequence.
Yes,
is this like a punishment?
Am I helping you, Sullivan?
Do I deserve it? I mean, can I...
You just have to gouge out one of your eyes.
Wait, hold on. I already have no eye.
One's gone, so I mean...
Right, there you go.
So is that the cost?
No.
Well,
it would be normally part of the cost.
Right, but...
Oh, gosh. So, like, there's another, like, okay. Can I think about it for a second? And he picks up the eye, like, and it's slippery, and he's like, okay. All right. And he, like, just kind of, like, holds his eye, I guess. What, contemplating? I don't know. His whole existence. I'm not sure. Amy wants to search for the Eye of Vecna.
You can make an arcana roll.
You don't know what they're doing.
An arcana roll if you would like to know more about what Sully knows about the Eye of Vecna.
Okay, fine.
And then
11.
You know it has great magical powers.
Yeah, but at a cost.
Yes, at a cost.
May I ask, Tim, how is it that you go about accruing a hoard down here? I imagine that would be more challenging.
It is. Indeed, much more challenging. But since you have given me such a beautiful feast... So, Sometimes I lure, you know, idiot knights down here that wish to conquer a dragon.
Right, idiots.
Other times I, you know, find demons that have managed to scurry something away, and the rest of it I have amassed from my brief forays into the above world. Oh, and then all the tokens and payments from the Sisterhood and all the dragons that serve me.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Right, yeah. So does that mean you can, like, you've kind of, like, snuck out a few times? Is that what you're saying? Like,
No, I never would have snuck out for a tryst with my brother or anything like that. No. Why do I have an accent? It's the scones.
Oh, speaking of, can you pass the butter?
Why?
For the scones.
Sorry, trusting is not in my nature.
It's okay. The baby steps.
Yes, baby steps. Someone should make a movie about that, about time looping and baby steps, and write a book.
So
if we're going to work together to overcome Orcus and I can't leave, tell me what you need. If I have it or I can procure it.
Do you have, like...
Someone is adding more things to my list as I sit here.
Shh, I see where it's typing.
It's that guy from marketing, maybe?
Ah, yes.
Yeah, sorry, back from marketing. They're going to work on the Sisterhood PR. Yes,
We're off of that now. Stop that.
What?
Go and halt that. We have bigger problems. All the, Orcus is
we
bad.
Printed all
spread
the pamphlets.
We need new pamphlets.
Oh, God, okay. Well, I'll be right back.
So, speaking of the Sisterhood, you have amassed an amazing following.
Thank you.
Would they rise together to help defeat Orcus in your name?
Probably, if they're not all zombies, yes.
Oh, they shouldn't be yet. They will be later.
Currently, probably. I mean, a few, maybe statistically speaking, we're probably
sure.
In some places where they've already been kind of zombified, but that's a really good idea.
Bob, come back!
Yes, team, man. Sorry.
Forget that last thing. Write up a writ. I need something, a writ of, something that will... Give to this team.
Okay, yes, a writ of something that we will give to this team.
The Sisterhood.
Okay. The Sisterhood writ
in my
in
name.
Your name, Tiamat.
Dear,
the Sisterhood of the Traveling Tiamat.
We are gathered here today to give a writ of something to her lord be. Praise Tiamat.
Yeah. I don't need to see here while you do it. Just
I'll get a PR.
I think it just needs, like, the stamp, right? The seal on
the
it.
Seals.
Like, that's official.
Yeah,
that's
so
official.
Orcus bad. Rise up. Fight Orcus. I mean...
Yep, got it. Got it. Got the highlight.
Okay, I mean... I wow. That was a really productive suggestion, Sully. Like, I feel like we just got... some pretty... powerful allies.
If I know anything about Tiamat.
We probably should point out that everything they've tried to do has failed horribly.
Well, but they got close.
They sure did. Like, so close. I was just a wee one when that was happening, of course. But, yeah. Like, impressive. And
yes, I remember Sullivan's Light.
Well, you don't have many babies in the ranks. I just,
probably more than you think.
Yes.
Well, that makes me sad.
Yeah.
Was that an innuendo?
Oh, like so many people are fucking
time.
And then they're having babies? Why?
Well, oh, actually, my goodness, I didn't even.
No, in the Sisterhood, part of your oath is you give up, like, physical connections with others, because how can you focus on adoring Tiamat and serving and your purpose to her if you're off, like, fucking other people?
Fair enough.
I am thinking of changing that since reading this many copies of this book.
Yeah, no.
Everyone deserves to find love.
Yeah.
I think physical pleasure is pretty important to just, like, keeping, you know, your cult motivated.
Yeah, good mental health.
But good to move past, too, right? Because that was the eat
phase.
Well,
you don't let it control you. Right?
Right, yes. Speaking of eating, though, these scones are amazing. Thank you, Agoth.
I'm glad you like them.
Please give one to Rex. Do horses eat scones?
He is omnivorous in his appetites.
I was serious about the wings. Would you like wings? Would Rex like wings? Can you communicate with them?
Rex, do you want wings?
He wouldn't be opposed to wings. It would have made the bridge ordeal much simpler.
Yes, yeah, really would. Bob,
come back!
Probably help him get over his fear of heights, too, right? Yes. Like, little bit by little
bit. He'd find freedom and joy in heights.
Because he could never fall now, because he's got his wings.
And the radius of the acid spray would be much wider.
So much better.
Oh, imagine that falling down on a...
Okay, Ritz almost ready, Tiamat.
Yes. Put in a call to Arthraxix, the third circle of hell.
Arthraxix, third circle.
Tell him Tiamat's calling in the favor, and I want his ring of the Pegasi.
Right, ring of the Pegasi. Got it. Go right. Go and talk to Arthraxix. Oh, I still owe him some money. I'm going to have to settle that up. I'll figure it out. You don't worry about it. Okay.
Does he always say, like, hop, hop, hop every time he runs?
Yes. It's very annoying, but I've gone through so much help.
He gets the job done, though.
So what else can I do to help you? Anyone? What else do I have? I have so much. Here. Does anybody want a plus five spatula? It has a name engraved on it.
I think.
I can't read it. It's my eyesight. It's so small.
I could take a look at it.
Tiamat, would you be able to tell me more about this Eye of Vecna?
Oh, I thought you were asking about the spatula. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's all right. That seems like that's quite the thing you got down here, though. Like the eye, I was like, yeah, but a spatula? Wow, out of left field.
Moot, you have the spatula. You can see that it says Beefy Stew's OG spatula.
Okay. I'm gonna like put that in my belt. Is it okay if I just have that?
Yes. I have no use for a plus five spatula.
About this eye, is that I'm, you know, it's the end of the world and stuff, so I think I might, you know, just go for it. But like, will I just be able to see out of it again, or am I gonna like grow a tail? I'm just kind of weighing my options here. You're not gonna tell me, Aya. It's gonna be a.
I thought you were asking your friend.
Oh,
Luke.
No, sorry. I was asking you, Tiamat. No, yeah.
Oh,
no, it's all right.
So
there's so many scones.
With parsing out this clotted cream so it was
so good.
The right amount for every scone left. Because I was thinking how sad it would be if I got the last scone and we had run out of the clotted cream. It's so good.
After eating it all this time, too, the scone would seem dry at the end, you know? So you really do. Mm-hmm. You want it at the end.
Yes. Sorry, you were asking about the eye.
Yeah.
Oh, a favor. Are you asking a favor of me, Solvent Slant? Beyond what I've already given
you.
No,
ma'am.
Everybody can roll Arcana or History.
Oh, grow some already, Solvent, and just ask the favor.
I know, but favors aren't just favors.
Oh, do you?
23.
Shit!
10.
Well.
One.
Kristen,
so it's totally safe.
Plus
Agatha.
Nine
it's
to history.
Totally safe.
Looks great.
Glim, I'll give you some knowledge, and you can dispense it however you so choose
freely.
Probably in a wrap. Let's just see.
Yes, please.
Hold on.
I've learned about this. How does it go?
That's how I drop knowledge, typically.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, so Eye of Vecna, I definitely like wrote an essay or something about this. Pros. There's lots of pros. I mean, truly, mm-hmm. You'll get true sight. You'll learn some extra magic. I mean,
I don't know any magic.
You'll be able to kind of see through things. So, I mean, it's
see through people's clothes.
Hey, can I have the eye? I'll gouge you in my eye. That's just, no, bad story. Keep going.
So, I mean, I would recommend not using it for like weird sexual inappropriateness.
Hmm. What?
And Flamykins, you know better. You would love consent. So I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's that whole CNC, consensual non-consent thing. You know, you enter in a relationship, you can see
right,
from a distance.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine. It's all
okay,
about
okay. Yeah, okay. No, that makes more sense. I'm less uncomfortable with that, but also more uncomfortable with it.
Well,
so
I feel like we need to sign something. I don't know.
The writ's coming.
I don't think that's in the writ.
Historically, whoever has had the eye, sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's very bad.
Oh.
So, it's possible you might become evil.
What?
Or like die.
Oh my god.
Or,
evil's
you know,
just a spectrum
on
a scale.
Or your soul gets torn from
right?
your body.
Oh,
that
or your soul
painful.
Gets... I mean, so on the one hand, extra super functioning eye, pretty great. Mm-hmm.
And some magic.
On the other hand,
eye bite? Who hasn't wanted to bite someone with their eye?
I'm sorry, you said eye bite?
I'm sorry, what?
Come on. Am I the only one that's ever wanted to bite someone with
oh,
their
I,
eye?
I never thought that was an option.
I never considered it, but I mean, I do.
Like, wait a second.
Would you have to bring,
life,
does it
right?
come out and then chomp, or do you have to get
I've
your
never
eye
seen
right
it.
Up?
I've
that
never,
would be,
yes, that's
that'd
a good
be quite
question.
The thing.
Or is it like a nibble? Do you just nibble them like a
piranha? Are there teeth
today?
On the inside of your eyelids, and when you give them a butterfly kiss, yes. instead you're tearing a hole in their flesh? Maybe I'm just going to hold on to this eye for a minute and really mull it over and take some time to think about it. Thank you, Tiamat.
Oh, you're most welcome for this quandary.
I feel like we definitely need help, and we definitely need to ask you for help in specific ways, but sort of those specific ways are not coming to me.
Well,
if your horde here has things as powerful as the Eye of Vecna and a +5 spatula... Your horde back on the material plane must be staggering.
Well, not though. I mean, not that I... No, this is all of it right here. This is it. This is all I have right here.
Is there anything there that could aid us in serving your justice to Orcus?
Well put.
Maybe anything specifically well that will help Agoth punch Orcus in the
she
face.
She really wants
I
to punch
really
him.
Need to punch him in his terrible face.
Right in the face.
It does seem like maybe you know him a little bit, kind of made a deal or whatever, so you might have some good inside knowledge about, you know, like weaknesses.
Do you have any personal
or,
information we could really hit him where it hurts?
Yes. Exactly the kind of thing I'm wondering
about.
You know,
take him down emotionally before Agoth punches him in the face to death?
I want Agoth to punch him so hard in the face, but also I want him to be really sad.
Let's punch him in the soul at the same time.
That's right. Emotionally devastate
him.
Yes.
Yes.
Agoth, I don't know what I have to give you aside from just getting you there, but... Since you have spoken so much truth and given me all of these scones, warm scones, unlike my useless brother, whose idea it was to meet with Orcus in the first place. Lovely man. Has ideas on how to solve our problems. Idiot. I do have a small trinket named after me. I believe it is a flail. Can you use a flail, Agoth?
I have been known to flail.
Oh, dang.
I think that was an innuendo.
Tiamat turns to one of the dragons and says, go to you-know-where that shall not be spoken and bring back the flail of Tiamat at
yes,
once.
Yes, sir. I'll go get the flail of Tiamat.
No, not you. You're an idiot. You!
Yes.
Yes, go.
Of course, mistress, I hail Hydra.
just go.
Tiamat, your dragon sort of crew or council, they're so intimidating.
They're so cool.
and looks idiots. So great, but definitely, they like, don't. It is so much better if they just don't speak, eh?
Yes, I know. I've worked so hard.
Like, they're so intimidating. Yeah. Until they open the mouths, and then it's just like, yeah, what?
It's like we're dressing a turd.
Putting lipstick on a pig. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pigs are quite smart in comparison.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pigs are actually quite smart. Did
you
know that?
I hear it's like a 3-year-old. Like a 3-year-old human.
Here's the flail.
No, my dragons are. Yes.
But that was really fast.
It was just over there.
Oh.
It's up on the high shelf.
Just give it to the silent one.
Didn't he just say this is the place we should not name?
It's the only thing there. It's okay.
Agath will take the flail.
You will notice there is 5 heads, each shaped like one of mine.
Oh. If
badly. You will need to give it a command, a word, and each breath will breathe as I do.
Is it gonna be punch?
Wait.
What's it gonna be?
Yeah. What's the cool thing gonna be?
It's a little less punching and a little more acid,
like
flame,
murder.
Whatever spray.
Tiamat's the best.
Well, it's one word.
Just one word.
Say it really quickly without pausing.
I think she means the word is acid.
Oh,
or
acid.
No,
fire.
No, whatever word you wish to give
cold.
It.
Cold. Yes?
Yes. Whichever word you wish to give it.
Oh, any word you wish to give it.
Spiral spaghetti.
What? Why would you say that?
It's still 2 words, so... And I think that's rotini.
Rotini! Right. Thank you. Thank you.
I think we should let Agath choose. It's okay. You know, it's...
I thought we were brainstorming.
Agreed.
It's her weapon.
There's probably a quote. I'll look for one. Never mind me.
We should be brainstorming, and probably what we should be brainstorming is what we do. Like, okay.
Oh, yes.
So we've got maybe the Sisterhood backing us up. Rad weapon, scary eye, cool spatula. What else do we need to save the world?
You need to do better than those idiots, decimators of dragoons or whatever they're called.
Right? They're so stupid.
Let me show you.
And Tiamat turns and one of her heads pulls from her throne a very dainty ivory decorated mirror with irises all over it and drops it on the center of the table.
Well, that's pretty.
A mirror of future sight. But annoyingly, it only shows one thing.
What does it
like
show?
Like one thing each or just one thing on a loop?
Like you've seen the same thing every time you look into it?
Why don't you look and find out?
Well, I'm scared.
As everybody hesitantly huddles around, you see a darkened chamber. There's a vast pit in the middle of it with these purple flames roiling up and out of it. And you see the other team entering this room, leading their way up to this large throne on the other side.
Oh, this is the one where they've pretended one of them is a captor. Oh, this one's good.
And as they all kneel down and Varnox is standing over them, swinging his blade, they all jump up quickly and battle ensues. And after a surprisingly brief moment, the mirror flickers and all of them lay dead on the ground.
Oh, that shitty Team A just fucked it up.
But this is just like a possibility because...
Oh, yes,
right?
Yes, watch again. I've been watching for eons. Watch again. Oh, this one's good. Oh, I think this is the one where they try to charge the doors.
The doors burst open and arrows are flying. Spells are erupting into this illusion of Orcus on the other side who wavers. And behind them are 3 liches and the towering figure of Orcus. The mirror flickers again and all of them lay sprawled, thrown into the fire in the middle of the room and hanging from the rafters.
Is there any outcome where they are successful?
I have seen over 1,000.
And so far, the answer is no.
Is that because we hadn't talked to you yet?
Oh, because now we're talking to you, so that's going to change things. Because, you know, butterfly wings
and the mirror.
Right.
Oh, they're dying again.
The door opens again. And Varanok steps in alone. And the mirror shows an image of everyone else trying to sneak around. And a large explosion goes off from behind. It flickers again. And they all lay, not all of them, some of them are in pieces.
This one's one of my favorites, where they think they can scurry in like rats while Varanok distracts Orcus. But there's so many variations. I love the ones where they come in tied up like they're captives.
So you've been watching a lot of game tape. So do you have any sort of feedback?
Like, how would you do it?
That we can communicate with
them. Yeah, let's play Monday morning quarterback here.
Yeah, like, what do you think?
Well, early on, I was shouting, you know? I was like,
right,
shouting,
yeah.
No, don't do that!
He's behind you, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but after a while, it just...
They just keep...
There is no hope. It is endless. We are seeing every possibility in this mirror of the future. And for a while, I couldn't understand why it was playing the same thing, but now I can. For Orcus is ending everything. So this is it. This is all the mirror will show.
Oh. Okay.
I feel like I took the mood down.
Oh, no, that's all right. You know what? We need some hot truths. We need...
Yeah, reality check's a good thing.
Yeah, obviously,
I feel bad because these scones were amazing.
No, no, these future versions of these people.
You know what? We need to have a positive. Bob, where's that ring?
I got the ring. Okay. I had to do a lot of things.
Oh, shut up. Just give
me
the ring.
Here's the ring. Don't worry about it. I'll talk to the therapist later.
Do you guys have, like, in-office counseling?
That's really great. That's really progressive.
I was just really gonna say so that. Progressive.
It's a large
team.
That
wasn't around when I was part of it.
Tiamat usually eats them after, but you know, that way they can't spill the secrets.
Still a free benefit.
Of course. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You complaining? Get out of here.
No. Yeah. Okay. Still working on the writ. I'm gonna go see if Martha's got it wrapped up. I'll be right back.
Yes, you do. And Tiamat picks up the ring in her mouth, one of them, and drops it in front of Agoth. It has one use, and it will transform Rex, if they are willing, to have wings like a Pegasi.
Do I wear it, or does he need to put it on a hoof?
It is a single use if you point it at Rex, and okay. They are willing.
What, will it keep the wings forever?
Until they're hacked off by Orcus, yes.
Oh,
well, now, we are hoping that that's not going to happen. What if... okay. So listen, time's really hard. Like, it's so confusing. Is what's happening in the mirror possibly happening right now? Or is it showing us because it's in the future? Could we send some of the sisterhood? Like, what if it wasn't just them and there was backup?
I have not seen sisterhood in anything...
But we have not yet.
But it is showing the future.
The writ isn't written yet, so I mean, it's not happening yet officially.
Maybe you should take the mirror, because I don't want to watch the sisterhood being murdered thousands of times.
Oh,
I don't want to watch. I don't really want to watch anyone being murdered thousands of times. Maybe Orcus. I mean,
I would like to see Orcus dying at least once.
Yeah.
If we manage it, we'll try and come back with more scones and fill you in.
And maybe the skull of Orcus.
I do not take promises like that lightly, Agoth.
I know. I said I'd try. I will try.
Very well.
If I survive punching him in the face.
You will, God. I believe in you.
Dad. slashing through the middle. We're gonna have some fun. It's December now, and somebody's gonna have fun.
Right. We're gonna rhyme fun and fun.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, we're gonna say
what you were gonna say. It's not a rhyme podcast, that's fine.
I wasn't gonna go for Christmas at all. I wasn't gonna.
Well, it's December now.
Yeah, I get. Well, it is. Yeah. I was gonna hit up some Jimmy Eat World, but not the song you'd think it was gonna be.
Oh, well, because we've already done the middle several times, so it was gonna be. What's their other song?
It's my favorite Jimmy Eat World song.
Is it Sweetness?
Yeah, it is.
This meandering middle is brought to you by Game Time this month.
Yeah,
Game Time.
Game Time bringing all the fun this month. And we've got a very special Game Time in that it's a reduced price for the holidays.
Happy holidays.
Also, real talk. Shit's expensive right now. Yeah, like, so pricey. Literally everything except Game Time.
Booyah.
What's the regular price?
$100
per person.
Hundo buckies.
A C note.
Now the price is
$60.
$320s.
40% off for Game Time per player in the Game Time tier. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And there's an even more special thing happening.
I love a good and wait, there's more.
I'm all about the but wait, there's more. So not only have we reduced the price for Game Time, hopefully that works for your holiday budget because we know everything's wild and crazy, but we're also opening extra slots.
Extra slots. How many people can play now?
A total of 8.
Damn.
Up to 8 people can play in Game Time. And then now you're saying, but Russ, there's 8 people at the table.
It's a lot to wrangle.
That's a lot to wrangle.
It's a lot of shenanigans happening.
I've been there. I've done that. It's a lot to wrangle. But what we're doing is a very special holiday extravaganza where we all start together and we get to have a lot of fun together. But then this game is going to break out into 2 games happening simultaneously. The time stream split.
You're splitting the party?
Oh, goodness. Of course the time stream split. What else could Russ do? The time stream split and probably go into a maze, you guys. Let's be honest with one another.
Brace yourselves.
It's the wildest idea that everybody said yes to before we hit record. Now they're acting very cool and just being like, oh, yeah, Russ, this is totally Russ. But it was all their idea, too. But so we're going to split. We're going to do 2 separate games. And then we're going to come back together for whatever the grand finale of this session is. So it might be a little bit longer, but it's going to be a whole lot of fun because there's going to be so many people at the table. And a lot of people, hopefully, will get to come play with us, which is what we really want this holiday season and want to try and make it as affordable as possible for you.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, right. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Please. Because so many people say they want to come play, but it's too expensive. And like, yo,
we get it.
But this is less. And you deserve it. So come play with us. It's going to be fun.
We can't wait. All the details are updated on Patreon. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. The spots are open. The price has been lowered. And we can't wait to play with you. If you have any questions, please feel free to message us in the Discord or send us a note on Patreon or social media. We'll check it. We'll answer them. And we hope to see you at the table. Okay. Now let's get back to Tiamat giving out sweet prizes in our episode.
Can I ask just sort of an awkward question? Did you have like a face-to-face meeting with Orcus? And if so, was he clothed?
Yes, we had many meetings with Orcus, mostly clothed.
Okay. Okay, I was just curious because I heard a rumor about... It's fine. It doesn't matter. I don't like seeing this, because now, like, when in this one...
Your Bahamut does throw quite the party, though.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Like, keys in the bowl kind of party.
Oh. Yeah.
What?
I mean, I think he probably would have been down to clown. Is that...
Yeah just didn't...
Just bad timing. Bitch, missed opportunity.
It's okay, we're going to save the world. You have another
Elizabeth
chance.
Gilbert, what do you got for me now?
God, your optimism is awesome, Glim. I just... Hopefully.
So, I've given the eye to you, Sullivan.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
I have repaid Agoth. What about you two? Is there anything you desire aside from a spatula?
I mean, the spatula is pretty great.
It is a +5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you are in a cook-off with Orcus.
I do see that that's how this is all going to end. So...
You know, it's happened a couple
Wait,
times.
Wait, have you seen a cook-off version?
I have
like
not
a great
seen them.
British Bake Show kind of vibe?
I have not seen the
decimator of dragoons attempt a cook-off. No. Mm. But I don't think it would go well.
Yeah, probably.
Against well, not three with riches.
This plus five spatula.
True.
Oh, that could change the tides. Okay. I'm going to check and see if there's a quote for this one.
We are down here right now. And then once the writ is written, we'll...
Just a few more minutes!
Yeah, no, I wasn't rushing you.
He's an idiot.
I want it done the right way. Like, these jabronis, am I right? Like, my God. I'm sorry you're stuck here down here with them.
Thank you.
Maybe things were different. Anyway, I digress. How do we get the writ to the Sisterhood? Because we're down here.
Oh, that's a... wow. Sully, thank Bahamut for you, because really, how do we even get out of here? I mean, that's a...
Yeah, it's a great question.
That's a great
I'm
question.
I'm not itching to leave. I mean...
No.
But
no,
at the same be, no. At the same time, there's a punching of orcuses to be done. Am I right, Agoth?
Yes, yes. Yeah, you just use the other tunnel.
Oh,
the one that says okay. Exit.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
The one that says...
I feel real foolish.
To Orcus, actually.
Oh, to Orc?
Yes.
Wow. Well, hold on a second. Do we want to go to Orcus right away, or do we want to, like, gather the troops?
I don't see another tunnel.
He had it put in so he could meet with us.
Because, like, team I can't
leave. Self-centered much?
Yeah.
And wait, did this tunnel go, like, right to his lair, or was it, like, a neutral ground that you guys were meeting on?
Or his bedroom?
He's come here. I've never been able... Let's back up a little. I cannot leave.
Yeah.
Right,
so
of course.
So I've been unable to traverse the tunnel, so we have met here.
Right. Always having to host?
Yes. Without
that's
scones. Awesome.
That's a lot. Oh, that's an imposition right
it's
now.
It's a burden, for sure.
Yeah. That's not cool.
And after you've given, you know, someone five copies of the book, it's really not a great party gift anymore.
Fair enough. I bet he's not even getting out of it everything he could be, you know? Like, really doing some soul searching or whatever, but...
Yes.
So, what if, though, we don't want to go right to Orcus, but we need to gather the troops, or is the writ going to be distributed? Is it like a pamphlet, and it's going to have all the instructions? Like, I'm not sure what they're working on.
Or is there, like, or they, like, psychically tell everyone in the cult sisterhood about, like, you're really powerful.
Can you do that?
So, what are the communication lines?
Is it the PR department?
Yeah. Or, like, do you have an official Twitter account?
Yeah, is that a new thing? I don't remember that.
Got that blue check mark?
No, we create many copies of writs, and we send them up through the postal service.
Oh, I like the pneumatic tubes. You got those?
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay, I got the writ.
Donkeys.
Oh, fair.
Yeah.
We need 5,000 copies distributed everywhere.
Okay, can we get the signatures on the writs first, and then I can go make
carbon copies? I'm not going to write 5,000. Just go sign
them. Yeah, no. Okay, everybody, just sign your name at the bottom of the at the bottom of the writ. Tiamat.
And Tiamat slams one of their claws down on it.
I see Tiamat's in on it too. Tiamat, ruler of this area right now, but hopefully a little bit beyond afterwards. You're gonna go shut down Orcus. There's gonna be a lot of people that come and help. A lot of people, a lot of dragons, a lot of...
It's a real wordy writ, isn't it?
Well, Martha's about just getting all of the details down and in there, and I was just kind of...
Right.
I was really just tied up with the whole Pegasus ring thing. Anyways, but it's all in there. Everything that you wanted was in there. It's in there. Just sign your name. Don't worry about that last little
part.
Hold on
a second. We don't... I am no authority...
Affiliation. By approximation.
Bob, you have 5 seconds before I rip you limb from limb. We are not here to trick them. We are here to help them destroy Orcus.
I'll remove the appendix.
What was at the bottom? I'm just curious.
Yeah, what was that? Just for curiosity.
I mean, we don't sign things.
Team, I'll explain it later. Okay,
there we go.
Wow, is this something that's just automatically put to the bottom, like you owe
yes,
your soul to the...
Yes, I apologize. It's standard, yes.
Fair enough. Yeah, no, I do remember that. Yeah. They'll get you too. You gotta read it. You gotta read it all, because it's on you. It's on you.
Well,
if
you can
sign
still
it.
Back out before you kill a friend, but yes.
Yeah. So sometimes, though, they'll just capture the person that you love and just hold them in a cell. It's fine.
Okay, so we got the things. You guys didn't say that you wanted something.
Moot. Yeah. This is for you. And Tiamat drags a very ancient, marred, battle-worn shield and drops it on the table in front of Moot.
Ooh.
I feel like you'll relate to this in some weird existential way.
Like he puts up lots of walls and doesn't let many people in?
More like there's a entity stuck in the shield.
Oh, yeah, I'll get along great with it then.
Oh, that's very literal.
I believe their name is Gargoth. Be careful when you let them out.
Noted.
And what about you, Glim?
Well, I mean, I
worshipper of my idiot brother.
Yeah. Learned a lot of things about my beloved Bahamut recently. But I'm going to say still a big fan, although I've now added big fan of Tiamat, which is an unexpected turn because...
You got to stay flexible, right?
I mean, the five heads, the whole thing, you're dealing with all these people. It's really something. I mean, you've got us the sisterhood. It's a lot.
I'll give you this, then. My brother is an idiot. But he believes that the world can be a better place.
Of course it can. I mean, literally, it's pretty bad right now, so it could definitely.
And I'll give you this horn. You can blow it once in a time of need, and any dragon who hears, if they can, will come to you. I don't know what will happen if they are undead, for that is an abomination that should not exist. But perhaps it will work there too. But they should come to your aid.
Thank you. That's... Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's really super cool.
And what do you got for me? Anything good?
5 minutes in the back room.
Oh.
We'll wait.
All right. Enjoy your scones, everybody. And I will see you in a minute.
So that just happened.
Yeah, I don't... We should...
Unexpected.
Do you guys want to, like...
Should we make lots of noise or something?
I was going to say, should we,
let's talk over top of one another
we'll
so nobody
talk.
Can hear, like, let's a cacophony
we don't
of
want
noise.
Can we
play an instrument
you know,
or
I,
anything like
I'm
that?
I'm really not entirely
survive?
Sure if I should
I
put
mean,
his eyeball
really
in. I'm not
don't
sure.
Know.
I definitely
mean,
think
the mechanics
probably,
of a lovemaking
I mean, if I just dig in
this
gold, it'll make quite a bit of noise and I can't quite hear.
Ooh, there's bubble wrap over here.
Oh, thank goodness.
That's good. I'm going to just clank these plates.
So that's the place you don't tell anybody about. Yeah.
Whew. I feel like we all just been through something together.
I think so too.
Hey,
I mean,
everybody.
I don't want to be rude, but I think you all need to leave.
Nope, that seems fair.
I'm gonna take a nap.
Fair enough.
Okay. Okay. We'll just take.
Perhaps
a...
we just go.
Everybody got their things. Collect your things. I got this book.
Do we go to the? Do we go to Orcas? Now I'm frazzled. I don't want to.
There's only one way out.
Who's got the? Did you get the? Somebody grab that mirror. We think we need the mirror.
Okay, I'm gonna put it in my bag. Thank you for not eating me. And Sully bows again, like many, many, many bows.
Yeah. I was never gonna eat you, Sullivan Slate.
I miss you too a little bit. And he walks away.
Learn to believe in yourself, Sullivan Slate.
Yes, ma'am.
As messed up as you are.
Is that also a quote from the book?
No, but that's good. I should write that down.
You should write your own book down here.
All right, get out.
Let's go.
Everybody turns and begins walking towards the two Orcas tunnel. You don't see it, but there's a bit of a glow in the satchel of Sullivan's Slate. And There's an image that appears on the mirror as you round a corner and turn and look back at Tiamat, who is smoking a large Marlboro.
Does she have a cigarette holder?
Yeah, of course.
All five heads.
Just Mary and Cruella de Vil.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There's one, yes. And she's moving it between
them. Oh, they're sharing. Oh, like it's puff, puff, pass. It's fine.
That's right.
Yep.
And the scene of the other team, the Decimators of Dragons, and all of their various assorted players begins to play out. The door opens, and they approach Orcus on his throne, and battle begins, and there's a flicker in the mirror. And there's this bright light that appears, and the picture goes dark.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 139, starring Amy Moore as Sully, Carla Maxted as Glim, Tom Laird as Moot, with Kristen Flemons as Agoth, Sean Howard as Tiamat, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Production and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound, Artlist, and Kevin MacLeod, and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Jessica Babiak, Kat Waterflake, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Craig Zeiss, Aaron Stevens, Harry Mady, Kayla Littlejohn, L.A. Branton, Old School Gamer D, Nathaniel Teeter, Destiny Garcia, Nicholas Cooper, and Garand Kirzen, and Sugar Gnar. Hear your name here, or just take advantage of hundreds of hours of bonus content, live hangouts, Discord access to the cast, and so much more at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon.
Oh, the wheels are falling off of this, you guys.
Yeah, I love it.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The first thing you need to know about the Vegas Sci-Fi Adventure podcast is that you're not just listening to someone tell you a story. You are stepping into a world. And Vega Rex, the woman at the center of this saga, is currently sitting at the top of it. This is not by accident. For millennia, the country Vega calls home has been carefully honing the skills of its state-contracted killers. And these so-called holy warriors have gotten real good at taking down the world's worst criminals. Or, as they would call it, cleansing. 400 kills into her career, Vega is the most decorated hunter there has ever been, and likely would have stayed that way if it had not been for him. An explosive encounter with a terrorist sets Vega on a path of revenge that is so thoroughly illegal that before this story is done, she will have risked it all. Life, limb, and love to satisfy her vengeance and keep her record of righteous kills perfect. My name is Ivoma Okoro, and I have so much more to tell you about this. Check out Vega, a sci-fi adventure podcast, anywhere you listen to them, because, baby, I'm just getting started.